What is TWS podcast episode, whatever? Who cares at this point?
The rant's been vindicated.
It's my podcast. I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. All right, we're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready. I feel like the answer's staring at my watch, and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
It wasn't ready. They still ain't ready. And we just pressing forward. This is the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I am your boy, J.Dot Flan. And again, somewhere in the interwebs is my co-host, Rich Nerd.
And, yo, back again.
And today we have another special guest. We have another special guest. another old friend of mine. I guess I shouldn't call her old friend. Women don't like that, right? I don't know. But,
I'm okay with it.
See, don't label. That's what this show is all about.
I label.
Also, I've been told I look really young for my age, so it's good.
That's what's up. But yeah, high school friend, she was at my wedding. She actually served as my best man for like, I don't know what, like 12 hours?
Basically.
Basically.
You get your haircut and everything.
Everything. But we're going to call her Cree. And Cree has joined us to have what should be an interesting discussion today. So how is everybody?
I'm good. I'm anxious to get started. We had a pretty interesting show debate conversation touch base, so this is gonna be good.
All right, so you know, if you listen to the show before, one of our favorite topics, just to break the ice, is your top five celebrity spouses. So I don't know if this is something you're ready to touch on, Cree, or do you have a list, or you got a couple you could throw out there? I'm a hater on anybody you say, so just be prepared.
I'm sure.
To be hate with a valid reason.
Says Rich. Yeah.
There you go. I appreciate that. Thank you, Rich. I didn't realize I had to have five. I'm pretty sure you told me that, but I only could think of like maybe two and a half.
We'll take it.
All right. So my number one right now, because he is on and popping and he looked really good in those like caftans or whatever he was wearing in the movie, is Chadwick Boseman.
All right.
That little soft accent he had. Whew.
Not a fan of the accent. That made the movie difficult to watch for me at times. Like, just how little he moved his mouth. And, this never gets old. Like, nah, I couldn't.
Yeah, that was a nice accent, yo.
I couldn't get into it.
I like accent. That was a nice accent. But the only thing, though, and you can hate on him a little bit about this, he's cute. He's really slight, right? He's a very thin build. But he has like this kind of like sadness behind the eyes. But I'm just kind of like, I don't know if that's like a cool, like a ooh or a Like, you might have, like, he's been through some stuff. Right?
I thought that was like a Southern Anthony Hamilton type thing. Like, they all got a little like sadness.
Yeah. But do you want to really put up with that? That's the real question. Do I want to put up with that? I work with people, right?
Gotcha.
People who have issues from time to time, and my thing is all about empowering you to get through your issues. So I'm gonna need you to be happy at some point. I gotta see that sign, that twinkle in his eye, that he can be happy, reach his happiness. But he could just be really nervous because he's just like blown up all of a sudden. So who knows? The next person on my list is The Rock,
I just said it. Why has anybody put The Rock on there? All right, my bad. We didn't mean to cut
He has been on my list, right? So it used to be just pretty much him and Idris Elba. Idris was the husband, and The Rock, if he wasn't the husband, didn't get it first, then he was going to be the dude that cheated on Idris with.
So you had a premeditated side piece. Like, what?
Bruh.
Yeah. I mean, Idris is off the market now, right? So, he's off my list. I don't like other women's, you know. Somebody already claimed him. He had to go. But for a while there, me and Idris, we were going together for pretty strong. And if I, you know, did get married in real life and I had like a list, you know, that list supposedly that married people keep, Idris was going to be up there. And I was going to say, I wanted my husband to be happy for me when I got my chance with Idris.
Wow.
Okay, wait, like, he gave me flowers. Huh?
Isn't The Rock in a relationship though? Got kids and everything?
You know what? But he ain't claimed her out. He hasn't said anything yet. He ain't put a ring on it. He had a baby. He had a new baby. I know that. And I'm like, oh, well, she has a mother. But I don't know what their relationship is. He's still on. He's still available in my mind. And so he says he's not.
All right. What is it? What does Steve Harvey say? Provide, protect, and profess, gentlemen. He hasn't professed. And see what that's getting ready to lead to? You see the setup that it's creating? You gotta profess. You gotta profess.
Exactly. As soon as he professes, he's like off my list. He's not even attracted to me anymore.
So is that the 2.5, Chadwick, The Rock, and Idris as the half? Or is
Idris? Yeah, he was the half.
He was the half.
Right. Yeah, I'm probably gonna take him off. So those are just my top two. I gotta think of three more. Who are three other dudes?
I can't hate on The Rock because I value my welfare. So like he could just pluck me and that'd be it. But Idris, I saw him, he's a DJ. I saw him DJ for Eric Robinson. Like, he came out before Eric Robinson and DJed at the 930 Club in D.C.
And, nice.
And he fucked up the set, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he lost major cool points with me.
Yeah.
Can't mess up my concerts. He's really pretty.
He's really pretty.
See how good looks? Okay, so I guess I don't know. I'm not going to ask you about the nanny thing. We did the nanny thing to death. We're gonna let that go. All
right. What nanny? Oh, gosh. That thing on WKYS?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was some nonsense.
We did that to death. I blame the dudes. I still blame the dudes.
Should.
You don't do that. It's not manly. Mm-mm. All right. So then normally what we do is we have, you know, a couple rants. I do have something I wanted to get off my chest because it's been bothering me this week. And this is my place. This is my safe space to say all the things that I want to say that I can't say. So I have a coworker at my job, and you know, as much as you don't agree with your creed, I vape. So I have to spend a lot of time with the smokers, you know, which I don't actually enjoy. I wish there was like a separate, I don't want to be like a vape elitist, but I do wish like there was like a separate vape area versus the smoking area, because I don't want to smell that stuff. It stinks. But there's a guy who comes out. And when he first came out, I didn't look up because I'm normally in my phone, you know, listening to music or doing something and vaping. And I heard him over there and I thought he was vaping too. And when I looked up, it's the sound he makes when he exhales. Like, he audibly exhales the cigarette smoke and it's driving me fucking insane. Like, it's like who does that? Why are you doing that? Does it add something? Like, please, if you can comment on this and let me know why you would need to like audibly exhale. Like, I really thought he was firing up something. Like, I swore he was vaping, and it's just driving. I want to say something to him, but he's Asian, and I don't know. I guess I'm expecting a language barrier. I'm bad. I'm wrong, I know I'm wrong.
Yeah, you gotta work on that plan.
I'm wrong, and I know I'm wrong. But this is why I have a safe space for me to get it out, because if it stays in, it festers and it becomes worse. So.
Yes. Have you ever talked to this man before?
I have never talked to him. Like, we don't work anywhere in the same vicinity. I only see him in this like smoking area, and we don't even have that in common because he's smoking and I'm vaping, so we're very different people. So I get the feeling that we don't have a lot to start. Like, I'd have to open the conversation with, "What the fuck are you breathing like that for?" But like, that's the only way I can go in. It's like, "Hey, B, yo, B. What's going on with the breathing? Can you please? I'm trying to play WordPress over here. Can you calm it down a little bit?" That's the only way I can do it. I got to go to New York for some reason. I don't know.
You know, I'm from New York, and I really don't do the whole B thing.
You don't do B?
I don't know where they got it from.
You know where they got it from. Paid in
full.
We
not all Cameron. Yeah. We not all Cameron.
People die every day, B. It's real out here. You got anything, Rich? You got anything you want to get off your chest? I feel better now.
Nah, nothing I want to get off my chest, but I do want to move into this next one because I want to give a special shout out to Thad.
Okay.
So one of the segments we have is Pause of the Week.
The Pause of the Week. Week.
Shout out to Thad the Millennial who gets Pause of the Week. So, Cree, I don't know if you saw it earlier in the week. I put up a post asking about... basically, like, if your significant other proposes and the person turns it down, is the relationship over? Like, do you leave? Do you stay? What happens?
Absolutely over. No question.
And then somebody responded with a comparison, and they said, "What if you try out for the basketball team and you don't make it? Are you still going to come to practice?" So, which doesn't make any sense. It's totally different.
I agree with it 100%.
So Dad decides to write that it's totally different, and he says the two aren't even that comparable. However, I do get the analogy. However, Facebook cut off his sentence completely, so it looks like he says, however, I do get the anal, .. So, shout out to Thad for getting the anal.
Make it pause of the week.
Yeah, it's the pause of the week. You be proud of who you are. You're Thad the Millennial, and you don't like the comparison, but you get the anal, and I'm happy for you.
I mean, Thad is racking up awards.
You know, some people like anal. I don't know why that.
Right. It didn't necessarily have to mean the pause worthy side of that. He could just get the anal. Like, he just may know a lot of Catholic girls or something. But
do Catholic girls like anal?
Hey, I went to a Jesuit school, and to avoid being detected as a non-version.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I heard that before.
I remember you were going to have me come on and talk about the whole Teen Vogue article about anal sex or something.
Yes, the safe.
Yeah, and one of the things I was going to talk about was when we're looking at, you know, STD rates for religious versus non-religious adolescents by the time they get married, who are young people who take, like, purity pledges. You do end up seeing, like, the same general STD rates because they engage in anal sex. Like, these workarounds, that has to do a lot with the way that people talk about sex, where they just kind of think sex only involves penises and vaginas. So young people end up having really risky, unprotected sex, i.e. anal sex and unprotected oral sex.
Yep.
You gotta kind of teach them, if they're gonna be doing these things, how to protect themselves.
Yeah, so if you haven't guessed what industry Cree works in, he's in the public health arena.
I make sex not sexy sometimes. Yeah. Talk about it.
That's going to be the sound bite. Cree saying, I make sex. I make sex. It's the poor rat guy. I make sex. All right.
All right, so I know we got a few topics, but I kind of want to get into what Cree wants to talk about, because this is, well, while she's here, rather, because this is pretty interesting. But before we segue into that, I see you had this on the docket, so I kind of wanted to jump into that really quick. That Katy Perry kiss flame?
Yes. So I have this on the docket because it's a good segue into what we're really going to talk about. Because I thought it would be a good conversation to have, especially since we have, can I say female? What is the correct term?
A woman?
Okay, since we have a woman's perspective.
I mean,
on the show.
at the risk of getting in trouble, Cree is a woman.
Yeah, but I've been told that like a lot of people view female as a derogatory term these days. So I've been told to stop referring to people as female.
You know what? Yeah. I wasn't even taking it there. I was thinking about the other one, the fact that all females aren't women and all women aren't female.
I'm trying, Rich. Don't do it. I'm trying to be on my best.
Well, I mean, I think that kind of comes from the same kind of logic as to why people are telling, or reasoning why people are telling Flan not to refer to women and I guess girls as female, because female is just kind of a reproductive term that can apply to things that aren't human. So animals can be female versus a woman and a girl, they're actual humans. So if you're referring to humans, you should just use women, girls, male, I mean boys, men. Or if they have another gender pronoun, use that too.
Yeah, okay, so I'm not trying to be...
You said education.
I'm not trying to be dismissive. I just... We don't have time for that conversation.
We had quite a few shows on it. Go ahead.
So Katy Perry, right? Is the young, goofy-looking white boy on American Idol. Who, I guess somehow it gets revealed, he has never kissed a girl. So did you see, Rich, like, what prompted the kiss? Like, why he went over there in the first place?
No, every video I see starts with him just approaching the stage to kiss her on the cheek, she sneaks him.
And then, yeah, she twists her head at the last moment and catches him full on the lips. And it didn't seem like, I mean, it's Katy Perry. A lot of dudes would have ran with that, but I don't think he particularly... enjoyed it. But I think what's been the headline, like he kissed a girl and didn't like it or something like that.
I have not seen that one yet, but I'm surprised I didn't think of it. That's funny.
So I guess the question is, in this whole Me Too and Time's Up, you know, era that we're in right now, is this the reverse? Is this, you know, how should we be looking at this? Was that sexual misconduct? Was that harassment? Like, to do that? Cause he was, and then he even went into, like, he wanted his first kiss, you know, to be special. He wanted it to be, you know, in a relationship. It's real corny stuff, but you have to, like, feel for dude, like, if he actually...
Yeah, still his preference.
Still his preference. So, all right, we're going to let Cree go first on this one.
Okay, so first I had to see the kiss, right? So I had to look it up. And so I saw a clip of it. And now I can see why people may have been upset about it. Yeah, that wasn't really cool, especially if... And this goes into the thing about consent that we'll talk about in a little bit. When she offered him her cheek, he went forward with the idea that he was going to kiss her on the cheek and still, you know, maintain whatever his choices were around his, you know, sexuality and who he was going to kiss and relationships or whatever. And then she switched that up at the last minute. So that's what the issue is. And because she didn't ask him for permission to kiss him on the mouth, right? She took something away from him. I think that's why people are upset. So I don't know if that's a gender thing or not. I think she was in a position of power. She misused her power, it seems like, and tricked the person, and that's why people are upset.
So I guess my follow-up question would be, my follow-up question would be, like, how far should this go? Like, I'm not one for the kind of, like, because you did this to me, then we got to do it to you or something, like, you know, because men are under such scrutiny for these kind of actions that when a woman does it, we now got to, like, throw the book at her as an example. I think we understand the intent, and I understand he's hurt, so he's still a victim. The intent doesn't mean anything to him. But I don't know. I don't want to see this become something more than what, in my mind, it was. And I guess as I'm saying it, I'm hearing, like, the justifications that maybe men use when the shoe is on the other foot. Don't make it more than what it really was. Don't. And maybe this is just me and my toxic masculinity, like, protecting a woman. Like, she doesn't deserve to be trashed like this because of everything else that's going on. I think that the only reason that she would get a severe punishment right now would be because of what's happening right now, not because we all look at what she did as it was that horrible. I don't know. What are you guys' thoughts on that?
I it's hard because I feel like a lot of the stuff that I'm going to say, Cree is probably going to tear apart in this episode.
Don't be afraid of Cree. She's really nice.
So on one hand, I kind of agree. So let me start off by saying I can see where her fault lies. So, and I can see where you're coming from, Cree, and I can totally understand as a human being and as a person of, enlightened intelligence. Like, I can see where you're coming from, and I can tell, like, that she was in the wrong. However, speaking as a guy and as a human being, and, you know, what we see and deal with daily as persons, I just don't think it was that big of a deal in my space. Like, if it was me, I probably would not have made a big deal out of it. I'd have been like, listen, this is a photo op. I'm going to put it on the front of my mixtape cover, and I'm going to be that dude that kissed Katy Perry and she liked it, and I'm just going to run with it. However, I do understand where the fault in it is. So I can see as a society, you know, why we just don't blame her as much, because women do tend not to get blamed as much, or don't get as much fault because of us protecting them or people protecting them. To piggyback off what Plan said, I'm just gonna put it all out there. But like I said, I can understand. I can see why she was wrong. And the first thing I thought about when I saw the video actually was the whole R. Kelly thing. When R. Kelly got mad when what's her name tried to kiss him, and
are you talking about not R. Kelly, but what's the dude? You talking about the transgender thing?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was Genuine. That was Genuine. Yeah, when the transgender person tried to kiss Genuine and he said no, and everybody was like, oh my God, you're homophobic and blah, blah, because he didn't want to accept the kiss. It wasn't about that. It's the fact that I can choose to get my kiss from who I want to get my kiss from. So I liken it to the same thing, and I agree that boy had he has the option to kiss who he wants to kiss, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying the majority of people would not complain about it.
All right. Are you done with your skates right now?
Feel free to light us up now.
Oh, I mean, I don't think I need to light you up, because I feel like you came back around with that last example, the Genuine example, kind of stated what that young man's perspective is. Like, right? So even though you would have, or Flan said, that if it had been him, he would have put that kiss on his mixtape and he would have done all this other stuff. There are many people out there who are attracted to Katy Perry and would love to have the opportunity to kiss her, et cetera, et cetera. What you said before goes to about Genuine and autonomy and this ownership over your body. You're supposed to have the right to kiss who you want, right? Or whoever is willing to kiss you. You should be able to get your kisses from who you want to get kisses from, again, if they agree to it. That opportunity was taken away from that young man, and I think that's why some people feel some kind of way. So when the person tried to kiss Genuine and Genuine said no, that's what he said. He said no. He got to use his autonomy. In this situation, Katy did not ask that boy for a kiss on the mouth. She asked him for a kiss on the cheek, and then when he got close enough to her, she kissed him on the mouth. And that's the rub there for some people, it seems like.
So I just want to make sure we touch on that. I just want to get, if you have an opinion, like, how far do you think this should go? Like, what do you think? Should there be consequences for this? Should there be an outcry for this? Or should we just say, hey, this is something you shouldn't do, people learn from this and move on?
I really don't have an opinion on it, per se. I think that kind of stuff is going to be up to, what network are they on now? ABC? It's going to be up to ABC, Ryan Seacrest, that young man, and Katy Perry. Like, they are going to decide how far up the chain this goes. If she broke some type of sexual harassment or misconduct clause or something like that, then it is what it is. But other than that, I can't really say. Yeah. Well, I don't know what to say.
Yeah. I'm anxious to see if they use her as an example in light of this whole, in light of the Me Too situation with so many guys going down. I'm really anxious to see if they're going to use her as an example to say, hey, women have fault too, and use that just to push their rhetoric and to try to level the playing field a little bit, whether it's fair or not.
I definitely think they probably will. I listen to conservative radio and some other things that I don't necessarily agree with a lot, and some of them have already tried, some radio stations, I can't remember if they were conservative or not, have already tried to use the Katy Perry example as, us two, maybe. I don't know what the male version of it would be, but trying to recenter the conversation. Maybe some men's rights people who were just kind of trying to one-up. I don't really know what the point of it was, but it will be interesting to see what happens to her. Or how far people try to take this, and what decisions we as a society come up with on how we're going to handle these types of things. I have this thing about the social contract, this idea that you kind of abide by certain agreements. I think we're at that place in our culture now where we're trying to rework that social contract to figure out what's acceptable and what's not acceptable in our society. So.
All right, so to piggyback off of what you just said, social contracts and how far people are willing to take things, mm-hmm. I guess that brings us into the topic of the day.
Dun, dun, dun.
With the naming scheme that is a work in progress, how not to be a rapist. How not to be a rapist and rules for sexual engagement.
Like, so this is the point of the show in which Flan is going to take 100% of a backseat, and so you might not hear me for a while. But I really wanted, so I just want to give what my what I envisioned for this segment. I just really feel like there are a lot of guys that may be confused about the rules of engagement right now, and what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. I think we grew up with a lot of misinformation and in rape culture, and we need to take the education side of learning how to live in the appropriate, I keep wanting to say the new rules, but they should have always been the rules. So learning how to live, learning how to adjust from the misinformation and the bad lessons you were taught, and be better men in this current environment. I don't know. I'm trying to be two PCs, and it's fucking out my consciousness. But I'm gonna yield the floor now, Cree. If you can help dudes understand how to engage properly.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm gonna share a couple of points, but do feel free to jump in if you have any questions or you have another perspective. I welcome different perspectives sometimes, but to, you know, your title in progress, or whatever you call this, in progress on how not to rape, I like to say the simplest way to not become a rapist is to not rape someone, right? I mean, that's the long and short of it. I think the tricky part is people understanding what rape is and what sexual assault is and how that plays out in everyday life. Because I think sometimes people, when they think about rape, they think about, you know, the person lurking in the bushes, who kind of jumps out with a weapon, and there's this great struggle and all this other stuff happens, and the woman's badly beaten and bloodied and all this other stuff. And that's what they think about is rape. And so then people are like, oh, well, no, then if something happens and this, oh, then that's not rape then, right? If it didn't happen like that. But when you look at the statistics and things like that, you know that the majority of women and girls who are sexually assaulted by someone that they know, right? And so that can be family, friends, a significant other, a spouse, something like that. So what we try to get people to understand when we're doing things about how you can prevent rape and sexual assault is to get people to understand this thing called consent. Have you guys heard of consent?
Yes.
I've heard of it, yes. But I'm not sure I understand what it means.
You don't know what it means? No, what do you think it means, Glenn?
Nah,
for the sake of the show, just to cover it, I think that was the point.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm just saying, I think my definition has evolved recently. You know, before, when I grew up, it was no means no. And I think now it's more anything but yes means no.
Anything but yes means, I mean, that's a good way to put it. I mean, that's an interesting way to put it. But basically, when I talk about consent, I'm talking about permission to do something or to have something happen. Right. And when we're talking about consent in a sexual kind of nature, we're talking about, one, asking for permission, and then waiting to receive permission to do something sexual to someone or to do something involving someone's sexual organs. Right. And I'll give you examples about why I broke it down that way in a little bit. But like you said, Flan, in this changing definition, things that we do know about consent is that consent is not passive. It's not silent. So it's not, well, they didn't say no, so I guess that was a yes. No, it's consent isn't just kind of acquiescing after a while where you kind of keep pressuring the person and then they just finally give in. That's not really consent. What we like to think or talk about sometimes, people say that consent is an active yes or even an enthusiastic yes. So again, you're asking for permission and you're waiting for the person to give you a response. So you can't just say, you know, let me have a dollar and grab the dollar before the person gets a chance to explain or respond. You actually have to wait for them to respond before you do something. And things that are really important to understand is that there are certain things that prevent a person from being able to consent. First, if the person is underage, right? If they are under the age of sexual consent in your area, and it changes from place to place in the country, some places it's 18, some places it's 16, you really should know those things. Sorry. You should really know those things wherever you live, if you're engaging in sexual activity with people who might be a little bit younger, if they're underage, they can't consent to having sex, no matter how enthusiastic or how much you think they may want it. If there's force, so if you're forcibly having sex with someone or having sexual contact with someone, then that does not enable the person to consent. If the person is intoxicated, so if the person is high on drugs, they've been taking drugs, if they're drunk, they cannot consent to having sex. That is a really big thing, right? So if the person has been drinking, they can't consent to sex. If they've been taking drugs, they can't consent to sex. Another one that I always feel like I shouldn't have to say, but it's really important to say, is if the person is unconscious, right? They cannot consent to having sex or having their sexual organs touched or having sexual contact with you. An example I give a lot is one that I heard where there was like these two rival football teams playing somewhere in a state, I think Alabama maybe. And you know, one person was on one side of the team, they had been drinking, everybody was celebrating, tailgating, whatever people do. These two different people from different sides end up at a restaurant. One person from the losing team is at the restaurant, they pass out at a table or something. Somebody supporting the opposing team comes in, they see the passed out person's t-shirt that shows that he's from the rival school, and they say, oh, ha ha ha, that school sucks. You know what would be really funny? If I put my package on his forehead. So they go over, dude pulls out his penis or whatever, puts it on dude's head, and snaps a picture and shares it. That is sexual assault.
Yes, yes, that is absolutely 100% sexual assault.
That is sexual assault.
I've been passed out a lot, and if I swear to God, if I find out somebody put their package on my forehead, it's problems.
But you know what? The thing I have learned in my in just my living is that young people, especially young men, do a lot of interesting things in their youth that involve their genitalia, right? I had a friend in undergrad who talked about when he was in high school, he and his friends would do this thing. They would go out and they would drink at parties or whatever, and whoever the first person was to pass out, like, they would like ejaculate in his ear or something. Like, it was some stuff, right? And in
can I ask a question, not to cut you off, can I ask a question?
I know what you're gonna ask, Rich.
was this person melanin rich?
This person was melanin rich. Most of their friends were not.
Most of their friends were not. Kate, yeah. Most of the friends were not rich.
So I can't say if race has a place in this behavior.
I can't.
But you know, different people people do different things. And then in my work around adolescent health and adolescent reproductive health, which is the nice way to say it, I have been surprised by different games and things that people play when they're together, and things that people find to be really acceptable. I remember once I was in a school talking about consent, and a young man was like, oh, okay, well, if I don't take pictures of it, is it okay? I'm like, no, the whole point is that you not rape people. It's not that you not supply the world with evidence. Like, just don't rape, right? So yeah, if a person is unconscious, they can't consent. And then the last ones are things like threats and coercion. So coercion is like pressure. I think we get a good idea of what threats are. I think, well, who was it? The rapper Mystical went to jail for a while for a rape charge. And I think that one stemmed from it being like coercion or something. The woman had, from what I remember, and this could be urban legend, the woman had stole some money from him. And he said, you know what? If I won't press charges against you if you have sex with me and my homeboys or something like that, that is rape. Like, that's not really a choice. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, oh yeah, you'll be okay either way. Like, that's a form of rape and sexual assault. So, but those are my little things about consent. if the person's underage, if there's force, if they're intoxicated, if they're unconscious, or if they're being threatened or coerced into having sex, then that gets into the area of rape and sexual assault.
All right, so that, I mean, that does clear up some things for me. I guess my next question would be, so, you know, in listening to some of that, you know, I see how much, as a society, we have joked about or made light of some of those situations. I was listening to you talk, and I was thinking, I love, what is it? It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And Dennis, who is a very sketchy character on the show, but one of his main ways to get women into bed was to get them to his house, and then there's the implication. There's the implication that if you don't, I might not let you out of here. And like, and this is a running joke that's been on the show, you know, for the entire existence of the show. And I don't think they try to paint Dennis in a good light for this strategy or this practice, but they definitely don't paint him as a rapist. They just paint him as a creep. Like you can be a creep, but you're not necessarily rapey. Like, you can be rapey, but you're not a rapist or something. So,
yeah,
I think there's so much misinformation out there, and so much just as a society, how comfortable we've gotten with some of these bad practices, that is going to be difficult for a lot of guys. And I put the impetus mostly on guys because I am a guy, and I see a lot of guys going down for this, and I'd like to help give them tools to prevent themselves from being put in situations where they do something inappropriate that they didn't understand was inappropriate. Like, I think Katy Perry, at the time she did what she did not understand the gravity of what she was doing. And I think some of these guys that, you know, have gone down, you know, for the things that they've done at the time that they did them, did not understand the gravity of what they were doing. And that's not an excuse, but that's the point of this segment, is to try to educate them so that in the future they do understand, and maybe they can make a better choice.
So give an example of guys who have gone down that you feel like were just kind of caught up in a social change, but they didn't really do anything wrong.
And there's the thing, like, I'm not saying they didn't do anything wrong. I'm saying at the time that they did what they did not understand that they were doing something wrong. That, I mean, it clearly was, if you have sexual contact with a person that didn't want it, it's wrong. But again, with, you know, with the way things, you know, have been described to us, like, I put it out there, I made a song in my rapping days called Take the Pussy. I made a song. It's a song out there. Maybe one day I'll let you guys hear it.
Could you give us a lyric or two from the song? Let me tell you if the song is problematic.
I don't remember what I said in the song. I do remember making a song called Take the Pussy. It happened. And at the time, you know, I was in a committed relationship, and I've had, you know, women that I was in a committed relationship say things to me like, I like how you just took it last night. You know, I like how you I like how you didn't ask. I like how you just took charge. You know, I've had that. And maybe in a relationship where you've had that discussion prior, you know, or you had, you know, encounters prior that allow you to have that level of comfort, you can do those kind of things. But there may be guys who dated girls and started to get the impression that that's what they liked, and then got in a situation and decided, you know, I'm a shake things up tonight, I'm just gonna take it, and then realize that was not the person to have that kind of encounter with. And so they didn't set out to do it in a malicious way. They set out to do it in a, I don't know, a sexy, well, I don't know what the word is for how you take the pussy in a nice way.
You definitely want to, you know, regardless if you're taking the, you know, I'm not going to say that. Whoever your partner is, you want to make sure you're communicating with them, right? So if you have had these conversations with your partner and they're like, you know, they'll tell you what their boundaries are. And you move forward. But if those boundaries change, or if you're in the process of doing something and they say stop, or they put up some other kind of barrier or something, you gotta recognize that, right? Like, you gotta recognize it and stop. You can't just keep going. I think part of what they're trying to do around consent and teaching men not to rape is kind of getting rid of that sense of entitlement, right? Like, this idea that the person owes you something. When I talk to young boys, sometimes they would say, oh, well, you know, she let me do this and she let me do that, so why couldn't I do this other thing? Well, because she didn't owe you the other thing. If she was okay with the first two and not the third, you don't get a finish, right? Like, it's not, well, I had already started and I hadn't, you know, I didn't ejaculate. Like, no, like, she told you to stop. And much like if you're driving down the street going 45 and that light change, you gotta stop, right? Like, you understand this in other parts of your life. Why can't you understand it when it comes to sex?
So, question.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be funny. This is just honestly a question.
Yes. So I reserve the right to laugh if it's funny. All
right. So you in mid-coitus. I'm going to try to use good technical terms.
Yeah.
And you get that stop prompt. Mm-hmm. Is stop, I'm no longer moving, or is stop, I have withdrawn?
For you as a guy?
Yeah. I pulled that. You got to pull out, or you just, is it a stop? Is it like a freeze, or is it,
I think. If you are mid-coitus, and this is just personal, I can't speak for every woman, right? Or every partner. So if you hear your partner say stop, what do? You stop. And you have that conversation. You may even want to dismount, right? Like, just to be on the safe side. Why are we, you know, have that conversation? Why are we stopping? Now, I will admit, I'm a vocal person. I understand my boundaries. I interact with men in a very particular way, right? So if I say stop or I say no, you need to stop. Like, you're going to stop. And if it's an issue, and this goes back to something we were talking about before the podcast started, if you hear the no and you stop and you do what you're supposed to do, your partner will typically kind of talk to you and explain to you what's going on. That stop in that moment could be for any reasons. It could be for pain, discomfort, maybe something happened, maybe they got hurt, who knows? But you need to check in on your partner. You can't just say, oh, I'm already here and I'm doing this.
I 100% of the time when I hear stop, I just stop, don't move, don't breathe, ask the questions that need to be asked. What's going on? How are you feeling? Is it okay? Do you want me to, like, move? Like, because it might be something going on where you literally can't move in that second. So if you immediately dismount, I mean, you, whether you do it or not, you don't get any extra points. You might as well just see what's going on. It's like the Olympics. You fucked up dismount, could, you know, ruin it too. So you just gotta communicate, like you said.
You know,
simple plan.
Hands off on this one. I'm so hands off. But no, I definitely appreciate you coming and joining us on the podcast and sharing your wisdom with us. I hope that this has been beneficial. It's been beneficial for me. I definitely learned some stuff, and I hope this has been beneficial for any of our listeners. I know it's late in the afternoon. Rich got moves to make, so I don't want it to sound like I'm abruptly cutting us off, but we got to cut this off.
Yeah, unfortunately, I got to go pick up the missus. I don't know if you guys aren't doing anything when I get back and you want to get back on, that's great. I really did actually want to have the Aziz Ansari conversation because it's a good talk to have, especially with what's going on with him specifically, because it's not exactly the same as all of the other incidents. So I think that that's a really good conversation to have, to where we need guys to listen to it and sort of hear your point of view around it, maybe hear Flan and I, and you know, maybe they'll take something better away from it.
Yeah, I don't mind talking about that one. That is a really interesting case for me. I'm trying to see it from all different sides, and yeah, that would be fun. It would be interesting to see what you guys think.
Okay, I'll reach out to you Because I need to probably step out and be a dad for a couple minutes. But
kiss the baby.
I will. Mm-hmm. She likes
but
dancing.
But only if she wants you to.
She can't. She's too young to provide consent. So I don't know.
Don't touch her.
Well, if you guys let me know. I'll be home in about an hour. If you want to get on, fine. If not, we can definitely schedule on another day.
Okay. I'm gonna wrap this episode, and we, you know, if we do get back on, we can create another show for that.
Got it.
All right. But so this has been the What Is TWS podcast. I am J.Dot Flan, my brother Rich Nerd, and my good buddy Cree.
Hey.
Until we speak again, people, be safe and be the light. Peace.
Peace.